Medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every week we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today, Dr. Brian Adler, about various health concerns. And as I got to Dr. Adler on the phone today, he asked, how's things going? I said, well, I'm getting older. I had my first experience with back spasms last night, which was no fun. And I told him it's obviously a sign that I need to exercise more. Spend all day here in my chair in front of computers. And guess what I do when I go home? Sit down in front of the computer for more hours and hours. So it's something I need to know, because I'm not going to go through those back spasms again anytime if I can help prevent it. I know for a long time I've needed to exercise more. I get told about it by my friends quite often. And that is actually the topic today, physical exercise for anyone and everyone, initiating an exercise program for folks. Dr. Adler, as we've been doing this show for years now, close to 10 years, I guess, it's amazing to me how many topics we talk about that include exercise as a solution and the lack of exercise as a cause of so many problems. And it's not just physically. We've done shows where we've learned that it has a big impact on mental health. But I know as a doctor, you're going to be dealing with, because I've actually had a conversation with a doctor about this before, I'm just in too much pain, or other reasons for not exercising. But it is very important to get started, and that's what we want to talk about today. How do you get somebody who's, you know, you say a sedentary lifestyle, which is pretty common these days, how do you start the conversation with someone about initiating an exercise program? I imagine you find a lot of folks who say that they're not ready for it, don't want to do it.
Well, Jim, those are good questions, and it's something I deal with on a daily basis with people with chronic illness, arthritic disorders, people who are overweight, people who have heart, lung, kidney, many different health conditions that people have that they feel it's too difficult for them to do any kind of exercise program. And for many, again, it's just not anything they've ever done before. So, you know, they don't really understand what potential benefits it would be. And again, I think it's important, especially as I talk to people, that they understand, you know, what I'm actually prescribing. I think many people, when they hear the word exercise, you know, immediately think that they're, you know, in the gym with barbells and treadmills and you know, jumping jacks.
Sure.
And again, that is far from what I'm talking about for people, again, who are just trying to get introduced into doing some kind of physical activity which gets the body moving. And again, this is a very important thing. The human body is designed for movement. You know, we are people with muscles, we have bones, we have, again, a very physically oriented body that is not really designed for sedentary activity. And again, when we sit or we're less active than we should be, many problems develop, including issues with the back and the spine, stiffness and pain in joints and muscles, deconditioning, which can affect the heart and the lungs, and again, mental and emotional, particularly depression, is often worse for people who are more sedentary. So again, we talk so much about medications and different things to treat disease and illness, and not much time really prescribing or discussing the importance of body movement and finding ways to get people into some kind of a daily routine, not even using the word exercise, which scares people, into doing some things that are important for body function, body movement, which again pays off, and I see this every day, with people who are feeling better, doing better in all parameters of illness once they can get themselves into a routine that really gets their body moving.
I know that because I've certainly heard it from my healthcare providers, you know, you need to exercise more, you're not a kid anymore, you're not 26, can't eat like that. But for a lot of folks who say they want to start an exercise routine, especially if they're trying to get healthy, there is, you know, we have to put a little caveat in there that you don't want to start at point 10 in your first step. You want to slowly break into it, because too much, jumping into it immediately, could actually cause more problems.
That's correct. And again, some people, again, just don't know what to do or how to do it. Not every form of activity works for everyone. So some people, just getting out and taking a walk or a bike ride is a good start. For others, that's not practical because, again, they have issues with their backs or knees or joints. So, again, it's difficult for them. For people who are self-motivated enough to follow some doctor prescriptive orders, typically I will put folks on sort of a graded exercise program, giving them some suggestions of things that they can begin doing, very small, incremental, almost on a daily basis to get them started, just to kind of get them, you know, started and on a roll. Many will do fine with that. For others, they need more structure. And again, we are in a great community where we have a lot of resources. We've got physical therapy, which sometimes is an important aid in assisting folks who are having disability issues, whether it be related to joints, muscles, or neurologic conditions, where they can actually help folks get started and actually come up with various physical exercise routines that are structured around their disabilities as a start. We also have all over the beach now, we've got many health club facilities that have trained fitness instructors. And again, people who are frightened about going to a gym or a health club, thinking that it's all just young bodybuilders. Interestingly, you'd be surprised, listeners, that most of the people in there, again, are seniors coming in just doing some fitness exercises. And again, certain times of the day, particularly early and during the day, most of the people who are coming into the gyms and the fitness centers are seniors. So they've got staff now who are well-trained. They know how to work with the older or people who have disabilities, where they can structure programs that are fun, get people involved socially and interacting with each other, and something people actually could look forward to doing on a regular basis.
Well, I know a lot of folks use walking or bike riding as their main form of exercise, and I don't know, I'm just talking off firsthand experience, and I'm sure that's fine. But I want to, without getting off too far off the topic, I want to talk a little bit about stretching, because as I was working with Dr. Google last night trying to figure out how to stop these back spasms, I saw a lot of stuff about stretching. And I guess that's technically not a true, I don't know if that's truly exercise or not, but I remember years ago you told me that every morning you get up, you actually roll a ball under your foot as part of your getting up and getting moving routine. Is stretching considered exercise? Because I'm obviously trying to find the easiest way out of this, and I think stretching would be easier for me to get adapted to than exercise. Or do I need to actually do both?
Well, again, stretching is a form of exercise. Anything that gets your body moving, I don't care if you're stretching, just, you know, getting up and down out of the chair, any movement is a form of exercise. And anything that someone can do on a regular basis, where they actually have a routine and they physically get the body moving, which includes the joints, getting your back moving, all of these things, if they're done correctly, and again, that's important as well, because the other important element to doing fitness or physical body training is working on the combination of not just getting things moving, getting physical stimulus to the muscles and the bones, but the actual stretching component is also very important. And the balance of all of that is another very important element. Balancing these things, meaning proper stretch, proper types of conditioning exercise, very important, particularly for people that have back issues. The majority of back problems are more muscular. And again, you know, people go to all these specialists and they've got discs and all these things, which are real problems. But what makes a lot of these problems worse is the instability of the back and the muscles. So again, muscles have to be in balance. If people sit in chairs too long, or they're in bed too long, or just doing the wrong things in terms of the way they walk, if they're slouched or slumped or their posturing isn't good, all of that puts excess strain on the muscles. So getting all those in proper balance so that the muscles can work the way they're supposed to. You know, there's two groups of muscles around every joint of our body that work in tandem with each other. One works to pull in one direction, the other works to pull in another direction. If one group of muscle is too strong versus the other group, then that muscle's going to get fatigued, it's going to go into spasm and cause pain. So it has to be in perfect unison, and it has to be in perfect balance. And that's the other important element of doing physical activities. Doing them correctly in the right way not only helps to strengthen and improve strength, flexibility, but also helps to improve balance, improve walking, and improve, you know, many different aspects of health by getting all these into perfect balance.
Being a kind of a lanky guy, one of my favorite things, we haven't mentioned this yet, is simply just swimming. And I know, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine said they saw you swimming, I think, just this last weekend. You swim in the ocean. But the reason I like swimming is that being kind of a lanky guy, it takes so much stress off of my joints and my back, and it's a great way to get exercise, and actually you can have a lot of fun doing it too. Is there anything else that maybe is a little bit more so common in our lifestyles, like walking and biking and swimming? Is there anything else like that that I'm missing that I could add to my exercise regime that I'm obviously going to have to start?
Yeah, again, swimming's not for everyone. Now, again, water aerobic exercises, which are, you know, activities that are done in the pool, usually in sort of waist or chest-deep water, is wonderful, particularly for, again, people that have issues with joints and back. There's no stress on the joints being in the buoyancy of the water.
Right.
And there's a lot of structured exercises and different things people can do, both, again, to improve conditioning and mobility and flexibility. Other low-impact types of exercises, certainly biking for people who are using the fitness in the gym centers. They've got, you know, these elliptical and different machines that take a lot of stress off the joints. There's a lot of opportunities to do things like Tai Chi, yoga, and some of the Eastern traditional type activities, which not only focuses so much on the stretching, but also into the balance and working on core muscles, which is, again, crucial to, you know, keeping the body in balance. These are the muscles of the back and the core muscles in the abdomen. All these types of activities, which are now available all over the beach for every age, is a you know, wonderful thing to add to any kind of a regimen, which again is wonderful both mentally and emotionally and physically. And again, the payoff that I see every day for people who are engaged in these activities, and I have people in their 80s, they've got multiple health problems, and yet they're doing some kind of regular routine, which keeps them walking, it keeps them feeling fit, it helps them mentally and emotionally. So, you know, there's rarely a time that I see somebody that comes in to see me that's engaged in active physical exercise that are not doing many times better than people who don't.
Well, there you go.
And this is consistent with, you know, what I've seen in over 30 years of treating patients.
Well, I think the takeaway here is to have a talk with your healthcare provider, because if you're in for a specific reason, you almost always it seems to come back, hey, you know, a little exercise would help a great deal. But if you're thinking about just trying to prevent some of these things, and believe me, you want to prevent back spasms, it's really so much easier than you think to start an exercise program. You can talk to your healthcare provider, and like Dr. Adler just said, there's so many different ways. Swimming, so easy, walking, running. But I think I probably wouldn't look good in yoga pants, so that's probably not going to be the direction I go. But it's something that almost everybody can do, and if you feel like you can't, talk to your healthcare provider, and he'll show you ways to overcome this. And, of course, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call South Strand Internists. They're located in Surfside Beach, Glens Bay Road, and the phone number, 843-650-4006.